Good morning. Hi, I'm Taylor, a compulsive reader and food addict. I'm going to share my story. I have some notes, so if you see me looking down, it's so that I don't go off the rails and have some kind of weaving of my story. Okay, so basically what I'm going to do is kind of a freestyle on my notes. My hope is that something I share will touch at least one person. And if I had to like summarize my story, I don't know, when I look back on it, a lot of it is like one of the themes to me is like all the ways my life is not perfect. So we'll see how I weave that in. But, I guess, and why I say that is, in my opinion, I've never successfully been through all 12 steps. So my story is like a story of never giving up and persistence, and that if I keep coming back no matter what. But also to clarify that, if you asked my sponsors, they probably would say I've been through all 12 steps. So that's like my own perfectionism of like, well, I didn't do it perfectly, so I haven't done it at all, which is not true. I've done step four more times than I can count, and I've definitely like done a lot of step work. So yeah, to give a little context, I've been in the rooms over 11 years. I'm maintaining a 40 to 50 pound weight loss, and I've been abstinent this time about 175 days. And why it's not 11 years, it's because, or even 8 years or however many my last time was, is I was on a trip in August in Hilton Head where I think I had a relapse or a slip or whatever you want to call it. That I've heard people say, like, whenever I have a question, the answer is because I'm a compulsive overeater. And so that's the first reason. But like, if I think about what happened and what led up to it, I was in like a spiral of just like insecurity and self-pity. And like, I was on like a beach vacation. And so like, I felt fat and insecure in my bathing suit. And then I got into this, like, for me, like one of the like biggest warning signs is when I like go into the like fuck it mentality of like, well, what is, it doesn't matter anyway. And so that's kind of what happened. And I feel like it started very innocently, and I still justify it, because I'm like, I didn't eat any red light foods really, and like it was mostly on abstinent things, but it was just on abstinent behavior. So why I decided to restart my count was because when I looked back over the 8 years, I was like, there's been a series of these events where even if it only was a day and then the next day I got back on the wagon, I was like, it's enough that it felt like it wasn't honest to myself. So anyways, that's a little bit of background on why I restarted my count. Just looking at what I remember. Okay, so yeah, so I'll start on what brought me into program 11 years ago. So I was 21 and I was a junior in college. I couldn't stop eating. My mom didn't know what to do with me. And said I needed help. I had been to doctors. I had my thyroid checked a million times because I couldn't lose weight. I did hypnosis. I did commercial diets. I did exercise. I did therapy. I did a lot of different things. The final straw was that the summer after my junior year, I couldn't stop eating. And I couldn't get off the couch. I was supposed to go to India that summer and I couldn't pack for the trip. And I'll just share like some poignant memories of like what, like from my perspective, my bottom. One of them was I did end up going to India, but like, I don't know if I packed the night before or the morning of. It was very stressful. But when I was in India, it was very challenging. I was sick a lot because the food was hard for me to digest. I have a lot of like digestive issues on my own. And then to make matters worse, anytime my stomach hurt, I was like, well, if I just eat something, I'll feel better, which obviously made things worse. So one memory was I was sharing a room with three other women and I would steal their food. And one time I was eating something that comes in a jar, like, and I was eating it out of the jar with my bare hands. And then one of my roommates walked in and I threw the jar across the room. And to this day, I have no idea what they thought happened because like it wasn't like sly at all. Like I'm sure they saw a jar roll across the room. We're like, what the hell? But so yeah, so that to me is like one of my like most mortifying moments of like, what was I doing? And then when I got back from India, I kept eating. And then
5 minutes.
What'd you say?
Siobhan, I just sent you a chat 5 minutes before the end of the share.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Still helpful to know. Okay.
I'm going to have to interrupt. It's a 10-minute share.
A 20-minute share.
Oh, my apologies.
Sorry, everybody.
It's okay. So yeah, so when I got back from India, I couldn't stop eating. I was living at home because it was before college and driving my family insane because I was like eating all their food, particularly my mom. And my mom and I butt heads a lot. And she kept pushing me to like do something. And I don't know, I guess a little to backtrack, like this is kind of a story of divine intervention. My freshman year in college, I had a roommate that was morbidly obese, and she had mentioned OA. I don't think she ever went to an OA meeting, but she had all the books. And so in a moment of desperation, I was like, I remember hearing about this. And I looked it up and I called a meeting in the town that my college was in. And I spoke to a contact, and I had never been to a meeting, but I was like, I need more than OA. Like, I know this isn't going to work. Like, I need a therapist and I need a nutritionist. And I need, like, I don't know. I had a whole list of what all I needed. And so she was like, let me connect you with like another young person. So she connected me with someone that was 25 at the time. And we spoke, and she, I feel like, was like a guardian angel, and like got me comfortable enough to come to a meeting, but also recommended an addiction specialist who to this day I still speak to. And I feel like the combination of her and OA definitely saved my life. And I've also heard OA, the acronym, someone has shared, it stands for the only answer, which I just really like and I think is cool. And for me, that is true. Even though I have used outside help as well, OA is really the only thing that's ever worked for me. What else? So yeah, so then I went to my first OA meeting, went to OA throughout college. And I guess I can talk a little about like food plans, just like it's evolved over time. When I was in college, I was not willing to weigh and measure, 'cause I was like, I'm not doing that in a dining hall. And I'm still, I don't know that I'm fully willing to weigh and measure in public. However, when I was in Hilton Head, which is interesting, I did bring a scale, and my friends all know, like my close friends all know about, they don't always know why I do it, but they know that I do it. And I went, so today I do weigh and measure most of my food. And most of my friends know that I don't eat a lot of things. They don't necessarily know the reason. And it's been cool. Like people that are close to me don't usually care, which is also nice, because I often think people are going to like explode if I tell them what all I don't eat, because I don't eat added sugar, wheat, dairy, or flour. Yeah, I guess I can talk about like where my life is now and just how I've gotten there. So I've had a lot of different sponsors. I don't know that I've had 11, but I might have had 11 or more. For various reasons. Sometimes like my first sponsor moved out of the country, and at the time it was really hard to stay connected. I've had sponsors, I think, relapse. I've had sponsors that I just didn't agree with whatever they were telling me. So lots of different reasons. And I've worked with sponsors of all different ages, ethnicities. Like I really love that this program transcends like a lot of different things. And it's interesting. I always sought out older people because I was like, they have more life experience. They can handle like all the shit that I've been through. And I've been on sponsor lists where like a lot of young people reach out to me because I'm young. And I'm like, it's interesting, like what different people seek out. And my current sponsor is younger, but it's my last sponsor was in her 70s. So like, I'll just say, like, I just think it's really amazing that like, it doesn't really matter. We can work together. Yeah, I don't know. I've worked the steps to the best of my ability. I'm currently working step four again, and I feel like it's going well. Oh, I think I know. I alluded to like all the shit I've been through, but I've had a rough go at it in many ways. When I was 15, I caught my younger sister attempting suicide, and that was the I don't know like the beginning of the end of the beginning. I don't really know what the right terminology is, but it didn't stop there, and it's kept going. And we later discovered she's a drug addict and alcoholic. But I don't know how to describe, but I guess it made me grow up very fast. Like I was the first one in my family to really realize that something was wrong. And I think to this day, I'm still often the first one to realize something is wrong in my family. And yeah, it's made it really challenging sometimes to, I don't know, relate to other people. Cause I just feel like I've been through some very heavy things. And I guess, I don't know, my story is still going to be all over the place, even though I have notes. One thing that's coming up right now is that last week I went to a high school alumni like dinner in the city, and in my opinion, it was awful. I'd be interesting to hear what other people thought, but I think the way this is related is that like it just felt very fake, and like I felt like I couldn't relate to what people were talking about. And it's not because my sister attempted suicide, but a lot of times I'm like, I just feel like I've been through some very dark times, and to see people just like smile and pretend and like, I don't know, it's hard for me sometimes. But what was also hard is, and this is, I guess, back to the theme of it's not perfect, is like, I have a lot of body dysmorphia to this day. I got bangs recently, and like, some days I hate them. So like, that's a whole other thing. And so so even though I've been through this stuff, like with very heavy emotional weight, then I also like am very vain in other ways. So it's like, I don't know. So anyways, it was very challenging. And I'm really grateful I have a program, and I guess I can share how I worked my program in that situation, which was that the minute I got there, I was like extremely nervous. And I didn't go inside, and I ended up calling, I don't know, like 3 to 5 people. No one picked up, but I left a lot of messages just before I went into this experience. So that's something I've learned. One of the biggest things I think I've learned in program is like pause. And so like, that's what I did before I went into this event. So yeah, I guess I'll talk a little bit about now. So I keep saying now, but then I keep realizing there's more to the story. So maybe not. Prior to being in recovery, I couldn't hold down a job. Like after I graduated, I couldn't stop eating. I was living with my parents. I was extremely depressed, and I just want to like flip to now. I wasn't like taking care of my personal hygiene. Now I moved to New York about a year ago. I was living in Durham, North Carolina for 7 years. And my dream when I moved to Durham was to be in New York City. But at the time, the job offer that I had wasn't enough to live the way that I wanted to live. And I was like, I'm either going to have to live with my parents or live in a basement apartment 3 hours from the city with 12 roommates. That's what, at least what I thought in my head. And I was like, I don't want that. So I moved to Durham and I was like, I'll give it a year. And that I think is where I did a lot of growing up and also gained a lot of confidence. Cause when I first moved there, I remember like going to a wedding afterwards in Athens, Ohio. And I was like, I could live here. Like I just had a lot of confidence about like, I could live anywhere. Like I could pick up and just like, so it was, I don't know, it was very meaningful to like move away from home and see that I could like establish a life. I didn't know anyone when I moved to Durham. And the first place I went to was an OA meeting. I drove from New Jersey to Durham and it was really interesting. I went to an OA meeting and I asked them where I worked. I was like, how far is it from here? And they said a stone's throw. And at the time I didn't really know what that meant. But later I realized like I could walk there and that became like my home meeting and I would go there on my lunch break every Tuesday and Thursday. And it was usually just me and two older women, but it was an amazing meeting. And sometimes more people came too, but it was anyway. So just, it's been a really,
5 minutes.
Thank you. A really important part of my life. And to flip to where I was, like where I couldn't take care of myself, couldn't hold down a job. A year ago, I moved to New York and I did something I said I'd never do, which was I quit the job I had and moved here without a job, which people had been telling me to do for years. And I was like, I'll never do that. That's very financially irresponsible. And then I got the biggest raise and promotion of my career. And I was like, I quit. And my boss was like, what? And I was just like, if I don't do it now, I don't know when I'm going to do it. And so I moved, and in higher powers fashion, like things just like stars aligned. And it was just, it was amazing. I had a place to live for free for about 4 months, which is insane. I got a job within a week of, it was in retail, but it still was like, it was an income. It wasn't like my dream profession or place, but it helped me get by. And now a little over a year later, I have a really great job and I've gotten like a salary goal that I was reaching. I've gotten the title that I was aiming for, which I had been trying for like over 7 years in Durham. I've run a marathon. I've gotten invited to like really exclusive events with people that I've like admired for over 10 years and was obsessed with, and they like didn't even know who I was, and now I'm being invited to events that they're hosting and I'm like, what? Like really cool, like female entrepreneurs. My body image is still messed up and I still have a lot of dysmorphia, and I focus on my imperfections a lot, but I definitely think there's been a lot of healing and recovery. And sometimes I have really great days where like, yesterday, I went to, One World Trade Center, the observatory, and my friends and I took a lot of pictures, and looking at all the pictures, I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. I like feel really good in them. So I don't know. Sometimes it's better. But it's a work in, I'm a work in progress, as we say in program. And I don't know if I have anything else to add. I'm just looking. I don't know. I guess something the program has taught me, I don't know how to weave this in, but it's just something that's on my mind, is like to listen more to people. Yesterday I met someone new that I went to the One World Observatory with, and it was very interesting. I was just asking her questions about her life, and she said she was very insecure because she doesn't have a job right now and she doesn't really know what to tell people. And then later that night, I learned she like refurbishes furniture, but like also builds them from scratch. Like it's unbelievable what she does. And she showed me pictures, and it's just the point of that is of sharing that is just like, it always blows my mind when other people are insecure that I think are so amazing. And I'm sure that there are some people that think that about me. And that also blows my mind. So I don't know. It's just interesting. And like, things are not what they seem. And I just, am really grateful for the gifts this program has given me and that I'm able to like recognize those things more. So it was all over the place, but I hope that I shared something that was helpful. And thank you for asking me to share.